We're beginning a special class tonight, and I want to dedicate this class to a young girl, Sarah Chaya, the daughter of Dani HaKohen. Our learning should be to her marriage. She passed away as a child. Our class is going to focus on basic things. And for part of the class, we're going to turn off the recording and work one-on-one and work in chavruta form. It's come to my attention that a large percentage of the guys in the machon intend on leaving within the upcoming months. And there is some basic knowledge which every person should have before he leaves yeshiva. We've mentioned some of this before, and I've encouraged guys to learn on their own, but I've seen that when left to their own, everyone is short on time. So I decided we should dedicate this class and maybe another one or two classes to focus on a few things that every person should know. And I'm going to run through a partial list. We will expand on the list in the upcoming weeks, going with what you guys want. If you feel like this class is beneficial to you, so we'll continue it. If not, we'll go back to our regular schedule of a parsha class. So I'll give you a few examples of what I had in mind. Firstly, let's take the Jewish months, the order of the Jewish months. Every person should know that by heart. Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, Shvat, Adar, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul. So everyone knows they should know it by heart, but when do you sit down and do it? So the idea is that the things you feel you know, you'll come up to me and we'll go over them quickly. And I arranged a list which will fit for those that are beginners and advanced, and every person on their level can take the time to remember them. Next, we have to know which holidays and which month. Now, this will give us a picture of the Jewish year. As part of this, I'd like every person to know what do we do on each holiday. That on Rosh Hashanah we blow shofar, on Yom Kippur we fast, and the five things of Inuyim, the five things of affliction we do on Yom Kippur, we don't immerse ourselves, we separate from our wives, we don't take showers or put on ointment, we don't wear leather, we don't wear shoes, right? So the halachot of each Yom Tov, that on Purim we read the Megillah, we give Mishloach Manos, Matan Savyonim, which month, what holiday, and the basic laws of that holiday. The names of the five books of the Torah, Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, Bamidbar, Dvarim, and then the names of the parshiot in each book. I'm willing to bet no one knows that. Now, why is this important to me? Because the next step is going to be to summarize each parasha in two sentences. And if you can do that, then you have a handle on the whole Torah. So the idea of this class is that we will do this together, and hopefully within a few weeks, you will be able to leave the class and know that you have a basic handle on Judaism. These are the most basic things. Those of you who feel you're more advanced in this, you should know the 24 books of Tanakh by heart also, the names of the 24. That I don't expect every person to do in this class, although it is worthwhile to take the time to do it. The name of the six orders of Mishnah and the basic idea of what's covered in each order, each Seder. Basic Jewish history, to know to align which of these were in the same period. I'll give you a list of names. Okay, and you see if you could align which are together.
Is this some kind of exam or something?
It's not an exam, but being that everyone here, or most of you, feel like you're ready to leave, and some of you in the upcoming weeks, and some of you in the upcoming months, these are basic things that every person should know. So, do you know Plato? Was Plato in whose time? Maimonides, Rashi, Mordechai, Abraham, Second Temple, First Temple. Can
so
you align Plato?
You purposely embarrass people that they should come.
God forbid. No,
be,
I'm not
they
coming.
Should be coming back
no.
to Yeshiva.
The exact opposite. No. I just want you to know these things before you leave. My goal isn't to dissuade you from leaving.
No.
Incorrect. Okay,
no.
I think every person should know by heart.
The first time I'm walking here.
Plato met with the prophet Jeremiah at the end of the destruction of the first temple. There are certain things every person should know by heart. All the first blessings. Shehakol niya bidvaro, bor priya eitz, bor priya adama. All the first blessings everyone should know by heart. The after blessing of borei nefashot, every person should know by heart. And the after blessing of me'en shalosh, ala michya, ala gefen, v'al priya gefen. Every person should know that by heart. Okay, so that's why we're taking this class, to practice before you leave this class, I want every person to know this. The blessing of Asher Yotzar, the blessing after relieving oneself, everyone should know by heart. The blessing of Hamapil, that you say at night when you're going to sleep, you have to know by heart. And the laws of these blessings. The laws of these blessings are not complicated. The law of making a blessing, a first blessing, which first blessing goes on what, we'll do a quick overview of these. There are certain things that you don't have to know by heart, but you should know how to read at least from a siddur fluently. Kiddush. On Shabbos, Shev Brachos, you all plan on getting married, I hope, and hopefully it should be soon, so at its proper time. So you'll make Kiddush at Shabbos, Shev Brachos. They'll expect you to make Kiddush. You don't want to break your teeth. So every person should know to read Kiddush fluently. Shalom Aleichem, you should know, if not by heart, then to read fluently. Eishes Chayil. It's embarrassing. I go to weddings and they honor the chassan with singing Eishes Chayil, and he doesn't know how to sing it from a siddur. He doesn't know it fluently. And what about Friday night? He owes it to his wife to know to sing it fluently. So you should know it fluently with the tune.
What blessed?
Eishes Chayil. The woman of valor, right? Two zemiros. Every person could choose two, but there are two I want you to know to sing fluently, even from a seder. I don't care which two. So, but you got to know two. What kind of Shabbos day will you have if you don't know how to sing zemiros? Two Jewish songs that you could sing at a simcha. It could be Simon Tov or Mazel Tov, but there are two you should know by heart and well. And a good Jewish bedtime story. I don't care if you tell your child the same bedtime story over and over again, but I do care it shouldn't be Cinderella. You're putting your kid to sleep. You should know a good Jewish bedtime story. You don't know one? We have on the webpage. We do a story here, at least one story a night. And then there are halachot that every person should know. We mentioned the halachot of the blessing. There are certain basic halachot of Shabbat. How do we make tea on Shabbos? How do we use an oven on Shabbos? How do we use a hot plate? A little bit of the laws of meat and milk. Laws of how to make the blessing of Amotzi, how to make Kiddush, how to light Shabbos candles, Yom Tov candles, how to make an Erev Tavshilim. These are basic laws you'll need to have to run a Jewish home. Laws of how to make a blessing over a cup of wine. Laws of prayer. If you forgot, Yalev Yovah, Nisim and Ritzik. This is just a short, incomplete list of things that I'd like us to cover within the next few weeks. I would like that we could match this class to each person's level. I'd like to take, let's say, half hour of the class where you work in pairs, reviewing things, memorizing them, and then testing one another. And then take another half hour where I go over a bunch of things, like laws, or summarize what's in each parsha. Now, it's up to you guys. Really, this is a new class, this is a new idea. I haven't even gotten a chance to talk to her, listen about it. But we were contemplating what to do. My feeling was that guys right now are not in the mood of continuing our regular parsha class. That was my feeling.
Oh, I was, but somebody
okay.
changed the...
So I would like to take a vote and hear what you guys think. We'll do a quick overview now of the months and what is in each month. These are obviously not a complete listing of what happens in each month, but it's just the basic feelings that when we discuss the months and the Yomim Tovim, this is what I'd like you to know. So we'll begin with the beginning of the Jewish year, even though the first month on the Jewish calendar is Nisan, but the beginning of the year is Tishrei. So the first month we know is Tishrei, and we know the first day of that month is Rosh Hashanah. And on Rosh Hashanah we have, even in Eretz Yisrael, 2 days Yom Tov. It's the beginning of the Jewish year. We know that we blow shofar. I recommend you guys take notes. If you know this, you guys know your stuff, at least basics. We know that we do the special signs in the meals of the night. We dip an apple in honey. We eat a pomegranate. We eat pumpkin. We eat different things as signs that we should have a blessed year. We know that in the prayer, the head of a fish, very good.
And the sheep.
Okay. We know that in our prayer in Musaf, we add Malchuyot Zichonot Shofarot. We mention God's kingship over the world, and we quote 10 verses about that. We mention our commemoration before God on this day, and we quote 10 verses about that. And then we discuss the blowing of the shofar, and we quote 10 verses about the importance of blowing shofar. The day after Rosh Hashanah...
We say about Malchut in Shmona Esra. We say the Holy King.
Good. We know that from Rosh Hashanah we have additions in Shmon Esrei, just like Avram just pointed out. We end off HaMelech HaKadosh for the 10 days from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur, Aser Simei Tshuva. We have special differences in prayer. We'll say HaMelech HaKadosh, Zochreinu L'chaim, HaMelech HaMishpat, B'Sefer Chaim, Uchsov L'chaim. We have those 5 additions in the Shmon Esrei. The day after Rosh Hashanah, unless it falls out on Shabbos, is the fast of Gedalia, known as Tzom Gedalia. Gedalia was the governor of Jerusalem after the destruction of the first temple. And when he was assassinated, the remnants of the Jews that had still remained in Israel were banished. They ran away, really, of their own accord. And the destruction of Jerusalem and the land of Israel was really complete with his assassination. Where then we have the Tzom Gedalia. So the fast of Gedalia is on the 3rd of Tishrei. It's the day after Rosh Hashanah. We have 10 days of atonement. The days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are the 10 days of atonement. We say Slichos, and we're supposed to do Tshuva during those days. We come up to Yom Kippur, and we know the eve of Yom Kippur, we have a special meal in preparation for the fast called the Sudam of Seket, a very big meal. And then we have the fast of Yom Kippur with its 5 afflictions. We don't wash. We separate from our wives. We don't eat food or drink. We don't immerse. We don't wear leather shoes.
We do our hands like this.
Okay, we said Yom Kippur has a sudam of sekes. We do not wash. So when we'll wash our hands in the morning, we'll do it only up to the knuckles.
Yes.
We separate from our wives. We don't eat or drink. We do not immerse. We do not wear leather shoes.
And
at the end of Yom Kippur, we blow shofar, commemorating... We blow shofar commemorating the blowing of shofar on Yovel, which was done at the end of Yom Kippur. The last prayer of Yom Kippur is Ne'ilah, the closing of the gates in heaven. And then we have a few days later, Sukkot.
5 days.
Excuse me?
5 days.
5 days later, okay. Sukkot is a holiday that has... 7 days, and then the last day is its own separate holiday, Shmini Atzeret. So people think of it as an 8-day holiday. Really, it's a 7-day holiday plus one. Because on Shmini Atzeret, we don't really have to sit in a sukkah.
Hang on.
Yeah. We're in Tishrei. So we said, Rosh Hashanah, Tzom Gedalia, 10 days of atonement, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. They're Yemei Rachamim, okay, fine. Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, we call them. So Sukkot, we know that we sit in the sukkah. We shake the 4 species, Lulav, Esrog, Hadassim, Aravos. Our actions in Sukkot are corresponding to our need for rain, and we add prayer for rains on Shmini Atzeret, and we do Hoshanos, where we surround, we go around the center arc, we go around the bima one time on each day and 7 times on Hoshana Rabbah. In the interim days, the middle days of Sukkot are called Chol HaMoed. We say the complete Hallel on Chol HaMoed, and we shake Lulav and Esrog every day. On Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we read Koheles, the Megillah of Ecclesiastes. The last night of Chol HaMoed, otherwise known as Hoshana Rabbah, there's a custom to learn that night. The Kabbalists say that that is the ultimate end of judgment, that until then you could still stick in a note up there. That's called Pitka Tava. We wish one another a good note before Hoshana Rabbah. And on Hoshana Rabbah, we know in the morning we go around 7 times, and at the end we bang the Arava 5 times on the ground. And then we say Hallel. Okay.
For the competition. Rosh Hashanah, we say full Hallel, right?
Rosh Hashanah, we do not say Hallel at all.
Oh, right, because the gates are open. And yeah, right, sorry, okay, for part. We lay tefillin?
On Rosh Hashanah, no, on Yom Kippur, no.
Okay.
No tefillin. On Yomim Tovim, we do not put tefillin. Tefillin are called an os, a sign, and the Yom Tovim are called an os, and Shabbos is called an os. So on Shabbos and Yom Tov, where we have the sign of the Shabbos or the Yom Tov, we do not need the sign of tefillin. Correct. The custom in Jerusalem is that on a fast day you wear tefillin in the afternoon as well. You put tefillin for mincha. That's the Jerusalem custom. Some have the custom to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Some have the custom not to. In Israel, the custom is to go like the Gra and not to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed.
I also don't do.
Okay, the last day of Sukkot. here in Israel we have only one day, so Shmini Atzeres is also Simchat Torah.
Yes.
That's when we finish reading the Torah, we dance with the Torah, we celebrate the Siyum, the completion of the Torah. In Chutz Arts, where we have 2 days, the first day is Shmini Atzeres and the second day is Simchas Torah. Here in Israel, where we know which day is which, we don't have 2 days Yom Tov, so in Shmini Atzeres we do not have to sit in a sukkah. And it is a Yom Tov. It is considered its own Yom Tov, so we make its own blessing of Shehecheyanu. And now we have completed a quick overview of the holidays of Tishrei. We go over to Cheshvan, we need rain, and on Shmini Atzeres we go over to saying Mashiv Aruach Umorid Ageshem. That's why we have the special blessing of Geshem on Shmini Atzeres. We will switch from Morid Atal to Mashiv Aruach. And we will shortly thereafter here in Israel switch to Vitein Talumotar. In Chutz Laaretz, what? On Shmini Atzeres we switch to Mashiv Aruach Umorid Ageshem. Vitein Talumotar is a little bit later. In Chutz Laaretz on the 5th of December we switch to Vitein Talumotar. Cheshvan. Cheshvan has no holidays. Kislev has the holiday of Hanukkah. We know that Maccabees in the time of the Second Temple returned the kingship to the land of Israel. We regained our sovereignty from the Greeks. And we light candles on 8 nights to commemorate that. We begin with one candle and go up each night. We make 3 blessings. Lahad the Kner, Shas Anisim. And on the first night we add Shechionu. Every other night we only make 2 blessings. We say Hallel. And the custom is to eat latkes or sufganiyot, foods that are filled with oil.
Full
halal? If I remember correctly. Teves, the first day of the month of Teves, check. The first day of the month of Teves is still Hanukkah. On the 10th of Teves, we have a fast day called Asar B'Teves, the 10th of Teves. That is when the Babylonians lay siege on Jerusalem, which led to the ultimate destruction of Jerusalem. It's one of the more lenient fasts, Asar B'Teves. There are the lenient fasts, like Asar B'Teves and Tanis Esther, and Tzom Gedalia. And then there are the more stringent fasts, like Tisha B'Av and Shiva Asar B'Tamas. Shvat, we have Tu B'Shvat. That's the new year for the fruit, and some have the custom of a special feast the night of Tu B'Shvat. Adar, we know sometimes there are 2 Adars, if it is a leap year. And in like this year, very good. And Adar, we know the 15th in Jerusalem or the 14th in a city in most places in the world is the holiday of Purim. On Purim, we give Mishloach Manos, 2 foods to 1 person, Matonos Levyonim. We give two poor people at least. We give charity or some kind of gift. We have a festive meal, and some get drunk at that meal. We read the Megillah at night and by day. We read the reading of the Torah of the War of Amalek. You know that your children will need groggers to bang Haman. And there's a custom to dress up. Nisan brings us to the month of Pesach. And Pesach requires all the preparations to get chametz out of the house, to sell whatever chametz we want to through the rabbi to a non-Jew. On the eve of Pesach, we know we burn the chametz. And then the afternoon, the night of Pesach, we stop working. We don't have any real big meal. We get ready for Pesach. On the night of Pesach, we will eat matzah, maror, charoses, karpas at the Seder. We know we read the Agadah. We have the Afikoman. Don't forget to have a gift.
We'll save for questions.
On the first day of Pesach, we are going to switch to Morid Hatal. Instead of Mashiv Aruch Morid Hageshem, we say Morid Hatal. And we also switch to Vitin Bracha. And on the second night of Pesach, we are going to start the counting of HaOmer. The Omer offering was brought that night, the following morning, when we had a temple. On Chol HaMoed, we say Hallel, the incomplete Hallel. And on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we will read the Megillah of Shir Shirim, Song of Songs. Yeah.
We start the Omer count on the second night of Pesach. How does that play into Israel and Kul?
Same thing. Same thing in Israel and Chutz Arts. In Chutz Arts it'll be Yom Tov. In Israel, not. Iyar. So in Iyar we have Lag BaOmer. We know that's when Rabbi Akiva's students stopped dying, and that's when Rav Shimon Bar Yochai passed away. And in Israel, there's a custom to make bonfires on that day and to cut little children's hair when they become 3 years old. Sivan. We have the holiday of Shavuos on the 6th of Sivan, and that's when the Jews received the Torah, the Ten Commandments. We have the custom to learn all night. The following morning, in reading of the Torah, we have a song that introduces the reading of the Torah called Akdamos. Akdom os milin veshorayus shusa avla shokilna harmanu shusa. You guys remember? In Chutzlar, it's the second day of Shavuos, has a special tune for the Haftarah, which goes as follows. Yitziv pityam neotut gam beribo revivin nehana beminyana tatos tamat nitar behaturin. It's a special song, which we here in Israel, we don't do. We don't have a second day Yom Tov. David HaMelech passed away on Shavuos. We read Megillas Rus. Tammuz brings us to the fast of the 17th of Tammuz. That's when the tablets were broken. We served the golden calf in the desert, and so Moshe Rabbeinu broke the tablets. That's when we stopped bringing the Tamid offering, an offering that was brought every morning and every night in the temple from the temple's erection. The walls of Jerusalem were breached in the time of the first temple. A Torah scroll was burnt by the king Apostolos, and an idol was erected in the temple. And from the 17th of Tammuz, we enter the period of the 3 weeks where we have customs of mourning, not take a haircut, shave, etc. We don't listen to music. As we go close to the 9th of Av, when the temple was destroyed. Rosh Chodesh Av brings in the 9 days. We have harsher customs of mourning. We don't wash, we don't do laundry, we don't swim, etc. And the 9th of Av brings us to the fast day with the five afflictions like Yom Kippur. We do not don tefillin in the morning. We read the Megillah of Lamentations, Eicha, at night and in the morning. Yeah.
We don't eat meat on all 9 days.
We don't eat meat during the 9 days, except Shabbat. Correct.
We
wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av in the afternoon.
Afternoon,
correct. On Tisha B'Av, the spies returned, and we got the decree not to enter the land of Israel. The first temple and second temple were destroyed. The great city of Beitar was destroyed, and Jerusalem was plowed over. Elul brings us to the preparations of the new year.
When was destroyed the Beitar and Jerusalem plowed?
And the 9th of Av, Tisha B'Av. Elul brings us to the preparations for the new year. We blow shofar each morning. We say slichot at the end of the month towards Rosh Hashanah. Sfardim say slichot each morning. Everything we did now, the whole quick overview of the year. In 10 minutes, we just went over the whole year and the laws of all the holidays. What we did now is for Ashkenazim. There are slight differences for Sfardim, but we got to keep it simple.
Yes.
We're not going into the differences now.
Okay. In, it was before Rosh Hashanah, it was slichot.
But what do you